Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Lions somehow failed to score three runs off the final three balls of the Super Over, so lost at Otago on boundary count. It was just about as close to contested Champions League T20 match as it is possible to have. The main game ended in a tie to Centurion Quinton de Kock, who had been unable to prevent Jimmy Neesham and Neil Wagner from scrambling a bye off the final ball. It was to be the first of two cruel woes for de Kock, who, having hit the first two balls of the Super Over the boundary to follow up his unbeaten 109, was at the crease his side fell agonisingly short for the second time in minutes. Neesham was the Otago batting star, ending on 52 off just 25 balls, as they scored 64 runs for the final 32 balls of the innings to force the tiebreaker. He was also the bowler when Lions looked to be waltzing home the Super Over, but benefited from a lot of cool from the South Africans and emerged on the winning side. Otago hit 21 boundaries in their 21 overs, compared to the Lions' tally of 20. The day's second match was a markedly more one-sided affair. Whereas Otago and Lions need a second tiebreak to separate them, Bradstone Royals breezed into the semi-finals, courtesy of a 9-wicket demolition of a now-eliminated Perth Scorchers. Slow bowlers Kevin Cooper and Pravin Tambe shared 6 wickets for 35 runs, as Perth were dismissed for a pitiful 120. Ajinkya Rahane and Sanju Samson that had unbeaten half-centuries helped the Royals ease home in the 17th over. They did lose their skipper Rahul Dravid in the opening over their run chaser Jason Berendorf for a duck, but that was to be the Scorchers' sole success. Rahane and Samson added unbroken 120 for the second wicket in 95 balls. The former ended on 62 off 53 balls, and the latter on 50 off 42 deliveries. And another half-century from Shyam Anwar, and some more excellent spin bowling from the likes of Shadeep Silver and Karam Khan, gave the UAE another comprehensive win over Namibia in the World Cricket League Championship. They are now second in the table, and will qualify for the 2015 World Cup, unless Afghanistan win both of their matches against Kenya next week. The Netherlands, who were second going into today's fixture, can now finish no higher than third, will have to travel to New Zealand for the final qualifying tournament in January. Namibia were bundled out for just 39 on Friday by the UAE spinners and were hardly any better today in making only 80. Xander Pitch is again top scored, this time with 29, and was joined in double figures by wicketkeeper Johan Kurtz and the captain Raymond van Schuur. Shadeep Silver again did the early damage with his left arm spin. He bowled both Louis van der Vesthuizen and Stefan Barr with his 9 on the board. His spin colleagues then took over. Rohan Mustafa and skipper Karam Khan took 5 wickets between them and barely conceded a run. In all, the match followed an almost identical path to that of the first one, with Anwar getting the UAE off to a good start with a half century. He made 57 off 75 balls and was given useful support from Saqib Ali during a second wicket stand of 81.